The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Is our guest on the... are we up here with John? No? We're not. When did that happen? I was telling you about John Eastman, lawyer for the distinguished lawyer. He was the head of Chapman Law School, and he has been the President Trump's lawyer. And for that, who were the two banks? USAA, which was really distressing because that's military and their families, Bank of America. They have debanked him. They've told him to remove all of his savings. Do you understand the drift to fascism in this country because of the left? Is that not obvious to you? And yet, your beloved relatives, like some of mine, keep voting Democrat. I am convinced there's nothing the Democrats could do that would change any substantial number of Democrats into voting Republican. It is better to move toward fascism under the Democrats than be free under Republicans. That is the belief of very sweet, and these the people I know who vote Democrat, very sweet people. I mean, it doesn't matter. The corruption of the medical schools that I just mentioned, that you can't bank with banks if they think you're a right-winger, or a prominent right-winger, just like in Canada, what they did to the striking truckers, that was even more remarkable. They couldn't have access to their funds. In America, you can withdraw them and get the hell out of Bank of America. You have a moral obligation not to bank with USAA or Bank of America and to write them a note why. It is a moral obligation. I have John Eastman on the phone because he has two whammies here, the Bank of America USAA debanking, and what has happened to him with the Bar Association in California. Hello, John Eastman.
Hello, Dennis. How are you? Thanks for having me back on your show to talk about this egregious stuff we're dealing with.
Well, as I said, I don't know if you heard me, the movement toward what was known as fascism, the collusion of government with other agencies, including private businesses, is moving with the speed of light here. So let's review your story. You have been a lawyer to Donald Trump, correct?
Yes.
So what are they accusing you of?
Well, in the California bar, well, down in Georgia, they've accused me of being part of a RICO criminal enterprise with the president and several other attorneys and electors who were challenging the results of the 2020 election as a result of admitted illegality in the conduct of the election. So I'm unindicted. I'm indicted co-conspirator number three down there. I'm unindicted co-conspirator number two up in the D.C. Criminal indictment against President Trump. And then the California bar conducted a year and a half long investigation and a 10 week long, most expensive in bar history trial. And recommended that I should be disbarred because they basically disagree with my assessment of the facts and the law. and more importantly, it's because I was representing President Trump in his efforts to challenge the illegal results of the 2020 election.
How is it decided whether a lawyer will be disbarred in California?
Well, anybody can file a complaint, and some of these groups that are filing complaints against the Trump lawyers everywhere across the country filed one against me.
Well, when you say these groups, can you name any of them?
Sure. So this was the States United Democracy Center that filed the complaint in California against me. The 65 Project filed a complaint against me with the U.S. Supreme Court, and they filed, I believe, complaints against more than 100 lawyers around the country. And the head of that organization, or one of the heads, actually said, our goal is not just to have these lawyers disbarred, but to make them so toxic in their firms and their communities that right-wing legal talent will never take on these kind of election challenges again. This is a serious attack on the rule of law and our very adversarial system of justice. But they want a clean hand to violate election laws, commit fraud in the elections to ensure that they stay in power.
Okay, stay on with me, John. This is your case needs to be widely known. John Eastman is my guest. Back in a moment. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com. Sign up and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.